Congratulations, Laura. That's third place in the Longines Christmas Cracker here at the London International Horse Show Olympia. It's your second podium finish of the competition so far. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, great. I mean, the course walked fairly difficult tonight, and I was surprised at how many clears they were. So I knew it was going to be a fast jump off. My horse's strength, he's got a really long stride, and there was a couple of long runs which I really made the time up on. Jess's horse is a little bit smaller and more manoeuvrable, and it could do a turn that I didn't do, and that's where she won it. But I'm delighted he's jumped two classes and he's been double clearing both in place. So fingers crossed now for the World Cup on Sunday.
I mean, obviously you're a top class rider, you're extremely competitive, you want to win, but is third place okay at this stage in the weekend?
For sure. Actually, in that competition, yes. With 14 in the jump off, you always, and there was a lot of good riders and horses. So, you know, my horse isn't so experienced. He's only 9. So, yeah, I would have taken third. I mean, yeah, I want to win. I want to win everything. But I'm happy, really happy with how he jumped.
And obviously, we've got the World Cup on Sunday. Are you, what are your hopes for that?
Yeah, I mean, the way he's jumped today and yesterday, I'm really, really pleased. And he feels confident and he feels happy in there. So it's only his second ever World Cup qualifier. He jumped his first one a couple of weeks ago in Madrid. As I say, he's only 9, so he's still relatively inexperienced at this level. But the way he's gone the last couple of days, I've got high hopes.
Excellent. And will we see you in the Grand Prix as well, or are you just finishing with the World Cup?
No, I'll do the Grand Prix. Obviously, Olympia Grand Prix is another special class, so yeah, I'll take either of them.
I mean, it's just a big old Christmas party. I mean, it's a serious competition with an element of end-of-year celebration mixed in, isn't it? It's quite a special occasion.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And I think that's what makes this show, you know, and the public are really great. They get behind you and the atmosphere is superb in there. It's just a special place here and it's really nice to be part of it.
And do you get a break for Christmas? I've spoken to a couple of riders and they say, oh, no, we've got to work on Christmas Day in the stables and stuff. But do you get a break?
Oh, yeah, I get a little break. I'm cooking this year, so I've not got a break from everything. But no, I will ride on Christmas Day because I have another competition straight after Christmas in Belgium, so I will ride, but apart from that I won't have to get too dirty. So yeah.
And what are you cooking? Is it a full-on traditional, or have you got a special secret meal that you've got planned?
No, full-on traditional, I'm afraid. I haven't gone too mad this year.